This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. If you didn't know, Grand Rapids is the birthplace of Judy Garland. You can tell because of the way locals roll their eyes when tourists ask about her. Just last week, the town hosted the Wizard of Oz Festival as part of the festivities. One of the lesser-known part of the festivities, a documentary film crew came to town. And we know now that Judy Garland died almost 48 years ago, but this crew had a hot tip that Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion, Tin Man, they've been hiding here in Grand Rapids for decades. It's a little-known fact that fictional characters don't die until their copyrights expire. In fact, not only are they here, but they've been contributing to the Grand Rapids community without anyone realizing it. Now, we only know this because we found the documentary footage. This is fresh. We haven't even heard it yet. So we don't know what happened to the crew. It's a mystery. So tonight we share the exclusive documentary short, raw footage, we call They Walk Among Oz.
Okay, we're in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, June 2017. This town apparently loves beer. Grand Rapids has two new breweries coming in, with Rapids Brewing and Cantankerous Brewing set to open later this year. We were down at Zorba's last night when we heard about a secret third brewery run by a robot. Sounds a little Oz to me. You ready, Jerry?
I'm always ready for a beer.
Hello? Anyone home? I'm April. This is Jerry. We're doing a film.
Why, hello, friends.
Oh my God, it's Michael Jackson. He's alive. I knew it.
Oh, no. I'm not Michael Jackson. I'm the Tin Man. It's a common mistake, though. We have the same nose.
Tin Man! So it's true, huh, that everyone from Wizard of Oz now lives in Grand Rapids?
Well, I'm not sure. Some of us are here, but I can't say that I've seen the Wizard recently. He got really high and left town a long time ago.
Well, what are you doing here?
Why, I'm the head brewer.
That a fact. So, Tin Man, how is it you came into brewing?
Well, the first time I ever saw a fermentation tank, it was just like looking in a mirror. I knew right then that my future was in suds.
Mr. Jackson?
Tin Man.
Mr. Jackman?
Tin Man.
Tinson?
Close enough.
Thank you. So, besides your resemblance to beer brewing infrastructure, how has your film career helped you in beer brewing, Mr. Hugh Jackman?
Well, my biggest hurdle in life has always been ensuring that I have enough lubrication so that I don't seize up, you know, when the moment is right. After all these years, you could say that I've been blessed with company who always allow me to run smoothly, so I wanted to give back.
With beer?
It's a social lubricant. I mean, you should see Lion trying to talk to women.
I thought he was brave now.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just say that the Wizard's gifts only go so far.
So what does that mean for your heart?
I thought the heart was a good metaphor. What I was actually asking for was a new hydraulic pump. So, yeah, nice clock and everything, but not really what I needed. I'm just glad Rapids Process Equipment was able to refurbish my old one, one of the perks of being near mining country.
Do you know where we might find the rest of them?
Lion and I catch live music at the Eagles now and then.
And Scarecrow?
Oh, it's been a long time. Ever since he got that brain, he started getting heady.
Where are they?
I only know where Lion is. Hopefully, he'll be able to point you in the right direction. You'll find him later tonight at the McCrosty Art Center.
There you have it. Our team is making progress. Okay, cut. So this is where we'll dub it a musical cue. We can't afford a famous band. Who can we get for cheap?
Katie and the Cruisers. I heard a rumor they're squatting in the dressing room of the Rife Center because they're so broke.
Okay, cue Katie and the Cruisers.